Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Beloved, and God is still in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message dealing with spiritual principles for unity. As I was seeking the Lord these last number of days in terms of God, what God wanted me to share on the broadcast and what He is desiring to accomplish in your life, I believe there were three things He spoke to my heart. That you are going to experience the Holy Spirit working strongly in your life. Now, what are we to do? We're to be sensitive to that. We are to be aware of His prompting, of His leading. His voice is very gentle and very still. Remember Elijah? He was depressed and discouraged, and he went to the cave after the confrontation on Mount Carmel, where the Baal prophets were made ashamed and destroyed. And he was discouraged, he was tired, and God wasn't in the earthquake, God wasn't in the wind, the storm, but He was in the still small voice. So that requires, unlike the things of the world, which are loud and dramatic and attention-getting, we have to quiet ourselves and deep within our spirit man. If we will get alone with the Lord, whatever time of day, if that's in the evening, the morning, God knows your schedule. But it's important every day you spend time with Him, not only with Him, allowing Him to minister to you where you can worship Him, wait upon Him, but also to read the Word of God, because that is one of the sure ways that He directs us by the Word of God, a rhema word, a particular word, a passage that kind of jumps out at you, and it just applies to the things you're dealing with, to your present situation. And so, beloved, God wants to work strongly in your life, and just be in anticipation, waiting for Him, cooperating with Him, and praising Him and thanking Him for it. Along with that, He's going to stir up a love for God's Word as you've never known before. As I read the prayer requests that come in, many want to have a greater desire for the Word of God, along with a greater understanding. You know, I'm going to stop right now. Father, you see the cry of your people, the heart's cry, a desire to understand and know your word. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit of God, which inspired the writing down of those passages, those holy sacred passages, which comprise the inspired Word of God, that same Holy Spirit, that blessed agency that caused the holy men of old to write that down, Father, we thank you. We thank you that that same Holy Spirit is going to illumine to our hearts and minds beautiful revelation for our personal lives, rhema words that will quicken and excite us. Why, Lord? Because we will know that the God of heaven and earth is interacting with us in our personal, private lives. Father, I decree and declare that in Jesus' name. Lord, stir up a zeal in our hearts. Stir up a passion for you that we've never known, that we will delight to do thy will, Lord, because your law is within our hearts. And Father, along with that, we're going to see the body of Christ coming together. Lord, that great high priestly prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17, Lord, that you desired your people to be one, even as Jesus and the Father were one, the perfect unity and harmony and love within the Trinity of God. We are the members of your body, Father, and we thank you, Lord, you're going to do that in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. He's going to do what the arm of flesh couldn't do. Now, why did denominations form? Well, obviously the brethren were together and there were some things they couldn't agree on. So as a result, they split off and made their own denomination. As I said, I'm kind of simple-minded. The early church didn't need denominational groupings. They were just one in Christ. They have the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that first church, as it was birthed on the day of Pentecost, they personally, everyone, experienced the power of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Remember, that's what John the Baptist said, one's coming after me, and he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. And they all spake in tongues. And beloved, I would declare to you that experience they experienced has not diminished. It hasn't gone away with the early church, with the apostles, but it is present for every believer today. To those who are far off, that's what Peter preached on his first message. Praise God. So, beloved, we've got some wonderful times ahead of us. Lo, it may be difficult. The personal trials you're going through, beloved, know this. If you haven't experienced it yet, you may be new to the faith, but don't be deceived. When you start pressing into God, the enemy of your soul, the liar, the deceiver, the adversary, Satan, he will do everything to lie, to steal, to kill, and to destroy that love, your spiritual desire for God. He'll tell you God doesn't care. He's not interested in you. He's got bigger things to attend to, and you feel very alone and isolated. Oh, beloved, that's a lie. Don't accept that. That precious Holy Spirit is right there, right now with you, if you could only be aware and sensitive to His presence. And you know, the Word says, pray without ceasing. Well, how are we going to do that? We can't. We've got work to do. We've got things that we need to accomplish. We have, you know, just daily living to eat and clean the house and make your bed and go to work, all those sorts of things. It's just a subtle awareness of the Holy Spirit that He's there. You have to keep your mind on things. You know, we're not mindless wonders. We're not going to be so heavenly minded. We're not of earthly good. That was one of Brother Glass's. It was probably not unique to him, but that was a statement we used to hear decades ago. In other words, God's wisdom, the fruit of the Spirit in your life makes you sound of mind. He's not given us a spirit of fear, stress, and anxiety, which kind of push us into, you know, a stress zone. No, He's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The Holy Spirit does everything decently and in order. And if we will listen to Him, we won't do foolish things. We won't go off and say, oh, the Lord told me to do this. Well, if it contradicts the Word, I'm sorry, beloved, it wasn't God speaking to you. So that's why we've got to know the Word of God and to be under ministries that love the Word of God, that preach the whole counsel of God to you. Well, beloved, I better get to the message, because that's what we are going to do or begin to do on this broadcast. And as I shared, if you heard the broadcast last week, and they are always on our website, you can listen at any time, David talked about how good and how pleasant it was for brethren to dwell together in unity. Let me just share that. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. Let me pause there. He was anointed with a special anointing oil that was formulated according to specific directions and quantities, a fragrant oil. And that was, while it was wonderful in itself, it was only representative of the precious Holy Spirit that was an external symbol of that internal anointing that was going to be upon him, that was given of the Father. That anointing, which is abides on us, doesn't just come on us like under the old covenant, but that Holy Spirit, that anointing remains within us. We just have to believe that we truly truly are who Jesus said we are. What did John say in that opening chapter of the book of Revelation? He's already made us. He's not going to be in the kingdom. We are already kings and priests unto our God. In the spirit, we need to approach the throne of grace in that priestly role, presenting our petitions, presenting the petitions of others. And then in this world, we are to walk as kings. Oh, the world doesn't recognize us, but God knows that he has given us the kingdom. Fear not. Isn't that what Jesus said? It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So, beloved, we're going to be walking in that when Jesus comes back. The whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. But now we can continue to walk in it. We can believe God that even though this physical realm has not yet been reclaimed by the Lord Jesus Christ, who is king, we are his ambassadors. We preach the gospel of the message of reconciliation. Man reconciled to God. Isn't that the message of the angels? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. They were declaring God's heart for the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And for those who avail themselves of that precious opportunity we have now to receive him as Lord, we can experience that abundant life now. It is his will for us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Beloved, that's why I'm on this broadcast, that we can experience that abundant life now, and that will fill us with his joy, with his peace, with the liberty of the Holy Spirit. And that is what is going to attract people, because, beloved, it's not out there in the world. They're miserable, they're desperate, they're depressed, they're in the spirit of suicide as an operation. They have no answers. They are deceived to think they may have some answers. It's not in the plan of Satan, it's not in the one world globalist agenda, but it is found in the living Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I haven't gotten very far in the message, but I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we'll continue on. I love you. I pray for you every day. UCM partners, thank you so much for your fellowship in the Spirit, your support in the Spirit, your financial help. And my radio family, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. Know that I pray for you also every day. I love you. Thank God for you and for the privilege of spending these few minutes together every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.